Netu Netter Volume 6, The Ra Initiation System, Chapter 11, Selecting the Heka of the Minor or Talents Neteru. In the preceding chapter, we saw that each of the 72 Hekau was classified under a personality Neter. The reason for this is to be seen in the fact that the talent depends on the energy modality of the personality Neter. Reflection on the material that follows will show that the Seker personality is shaped by a cold and dry energy as opposed to the Harukahuti personality, which is hot and dry, and so on. In choosing a Heka to awaken or develop a talent, we must give preference to one that matches a personality energy that is strongest or strong within us. A Seker person will find it easier to succeed with a Seker mantra for politics, let's say, than a Harukahuti mantra for the same. If you need to work with a talent for which there is no mantra that belongs to a strong personality Neter within you, you must make the effort through protracted meditation to adopt the traits of the Neter that controls the Heka. For example, if your personality is Auset and you must work with a Heka that belongs to Harukahuti, then you will have to cultivate the Harukahuti personality traits within your spirit. This is accomplished by studying the traits of Harukahuti and visualizing your person acting according to the Harukahuti traits, only in the specific situation, while you are in trance with the specific Heka. It is not unusual to see a meek and mousy woman exhibit the strength and fierceness of a first-class athlete when possessed, entranced with the attributes by the Neter Ogun Yoruba Harukahuti at a ritual, or by Heru at a Kemetic ritual. We must take note of the fact that every Heka belonged to a particular persona Neter. In other words, it shares the energy modality of the Neter that controls it. If you are a Heru type personality and therefore hot and dry, you will not achieve great success with a Het Heru Heka, which is cold and moist. You will have to cultivate the coolness and easygoing, compromising nature of Het Heru for her Heka to work with you. The ideal personality traits. In the list that follows, the negative traits of the personality Neteru were left out, as they are manifestations of illnesses and disharmonies in the life force. Also notice that everyone has all seven personality Neteru in their spirit in various degrees of strength, so that the traits of the dominant personality within you can be modified by the other Neteru. Finally, do not use a statistical approach to the examination of the traits. In other words, do not try to find what percentage of the traits listed you have, as many of the traits listed are synonymous. This was done because people may not recognize a trait under a particular label. Just try to get a feel for what fits. You will get it. Seker personality keynotes. The chief attribute of Seker will be indicated by being shown in bold letters. It is important to keep in mind that the personality traits are chiefly indicative of the personality, are subject to modification by training, culture, and state of health. Attentive, austere, calm, careful, choosy, cold, concentration, good, concise, contentious, constant, detailed, dignified, discreet, distant, doubtful, dutiful, economical, exact, faithful, hardworking, hesitant, industrious, introverted, laborious, measured, meditative, meticulous, modest, orderly, patient, preserving, practical, precise, principled, reclusive, reserved, rigid, routine-oriented, scrupulous, silent, slow, sober, solitary, taciturn, thoughtful, unfashionable, withdrawn. Ma'at personality keynotes: adventurous, bold, amusing, argumentative, bold, assured, bold, audacious, authoritative, bold, categorical, bold, charming, compassionate, dominating, bold, elegant, bold, enterprising, bold, enthusiastic, bold, expansive, extravagant, bold, friendly, bold, good-humored, bold, gregarious, independent, bold, jovial, leadership, bold, opportunity respondent, organizer, pompous, powerful, present, has, bold, proud, bold, self-confidence, seductive, bold, sociable, sympathetic, bold, theatrical, bold, warm, bold, winner, bold, witty. Harukahuti personality keynotes: active, adventurous, aggressive, agitated, alert, angered easily, ardent, audacious, brave, carried away easily, combative, cool under pressure, courageous, decisive, determined, direct, dynamic, efficient, energetic, enterprising, enthusiastic, explosive, fierce, fighter, firm, hard worker, hardy, implacable, incisive, initiative, lively, obstinate, preserving, short-term, piercing, pioneer, powerful, risk-taker, solid, valiant, viral. Heru personality traits: adventurous, alert, ambitious, ardent, authoritative, brave, center of things, commanding, charismatic, circumspect, cool under pressure, courageous, decisive, direct, dynamic, efficient, energetic, enterprising, firm, generous, good-hearted, hard yet understanding, leader, noble, observant, preserving, powerful, responsible, self-willed, valiant, viral, works hard. Het Heru personality keynotes: affable, accommodating, amiable, amorous, artistic, attractive demeanor, benevolent, capricious, charming, considerate, courteous, creative, delicate, elegant, elusive, fashionable, flattener, friendly, frivolous, gallant, gentle, gracious, imaginative, inventive, loving, obliging, playful, pleasant, pleasure-loving, poetic, seductive, sensitive, sex appeal, sociable. Sebek personality keynotes: alert, business-oriented, by the book, calculating, communicators, critical, detailed, education-oriented, entertaining, finance-focused, how-to, focused on, humorous, ideas person, intellectual, inventive, literary, logical, linear, means, focused on, mentally agile, opinionated, precocious, quick-witted, technology-oriented, verbal, versatile, why, focused to learn. Outset personality keynotes: accessibility, accommodating, affable, attentive, capricious, caring, changeable, charitable, civil, communicative, delicate, devoted, diplomatic, docile, dreamer, familiar, fashionable, finesse, fraternal, friendly, generous, good-hearted, good host, imaginative, inconstant, indulgent, influenced easily, ingenious, liberal, naive, nonchalant, obliging, open, poetic, sensitive, sociable, submitting, subtle, supple, tolerant, unauthoritarian, versatile, unmethodical welcoming. Selecting the talent HECA for your goal. There are five basic approaches for selecting a HECA. Method 1. After determining which of the seven personalities is strongest within you, you form a studying the preceding material. Go to chapter 9 to the section for the personality netter and pick up a HECA that corresponds to your objective. Method 2. Go to the index in Appendix A to find a suitable HECA that matches your interest. Method 3. Select a HECA based on a Metuneter Oracle reading. This approach is highly recommended for the fact that while you might think that the best HECA for your objective is one that fits your personality, the Oracle will recommend a HECA of another person known persona netter. In such cases, if the interest is critical to your life, a career that you are already involved in, then the oracular prescription is indicating that your career is the vehicle for the awakening and development of a dormant part of your spirit. Method 4. Select a HECA that corresponds to the current lunar month according to the sidereal Ephemeris. Each lunar month corresponds to a high point in the expression of a particular personality netter. Working with the corresponding netteru at such times is beneficial, as there is a greater degree of power to achieve your goals and to make up for a deficiency of the strength of your netter within you. See Appendix B for more information. We have corroborated this method from extensive work with the persona netteru over a period of 30 years. Method 5. Select a HECA that corresponds to your moon sign and or astrism according to the Padhati sidereal astrological system. You can also choose the HECA of your success path and other indications in the chart. See Appendix B for details. The birth date method. The consultation on other works of the Hekau will reveal that some authors are the benefit that each of the 72 mantras is more effective during a certain time of the year. They have put forward the calm that people that are born at a certain time will either exhibit the trait of the parts of the spirit associated with the Hekau, or that these parts of the spirit will behave as their guardian angels. Extensive study of many birth dates have failed to verify the claim. The reason is not hard to find. The timing of the 72 Hekau is based on the Pentad system of ancient Egypt. The Egyptian astrologers divided the celestial circle into 72 portions of 5 degrees each as part of their astronomical reckoning and to serve as a means of telling time by night. It was not long before they also recognized that each of these pentads, the 5 degree portions, also corresponded with the talent faculties within the spirit. The problem with juxtaposition the pentads to the present calendar is that the ancient Egyptian mapping of the heavens was based on the sidereal astronomical calendar, while the present allocation of the Hekau to the calendar is based on a tropical astronomical calendar. The two are way out of sync. We are presently working on revising this method. Vices and selection of a HECA. Vices play a major role in selecting a HECA. In chapter 9, we saw that the Hekau were associated with a vice. In reality, the vice is in the spirit of the person and is not an attribute of the HECA. The basic rule is that you must not work with a HECA that is associated with a vice within you. You might recall that in many books on Hindu yogic practices, disciples are advised to get guidance from a guru when working with mantras. The above admonitions are the reason for such counsel. A mantra is nothing more than a sound complex that has an affinity for specific psychophysical functions. Chanting it increases the level of activity of the function without regard for good or evil. This is why I work with a mantra must be accompanied by observance of the divine laws and a clean and healthy lifestyle. Pact with the devil. Making a pact with the devil is a favorite theme in Hollywood. Hollywood and the various major religions have allowed Satan to run rampant in the world through their dissemination of false teachings about the devil. We must first recall that the angels are nothing more than the faculties in man's and God's spirit that are responsible for his or her personality traits, talents, and ways of thinking. The teaching that makes of angels entities with a separate existence in the world, as if they were members of a metaphysical kingdom or species of beings, has kept away from mankind an elaborate and sophisticated system for understanding her psychological and spiritual makeup. Since every angel corresponds to one of the seven personality shaping factors, every angel has its good and evil side. This is just another way of saying that every personality type exhibits a good and evil expression. The traditional religious error is seen in the attribution of evil only to Satan and his legion of fallen angels. Every archangel personality type and angel, including Gabriel, Mishael, and so on, has its good and evil side. All that you have to do is to consult the literature on them that has been compiled over the past 6,000 years. In other words, if you have a lunar type personality that is ruled by Gabriel or Ausset or Yemaya or Selene, etc., you will be subject to its good and bad sides, human and divine natures. There is absolutely no such reality as an esoteric procedure for making a pact with the devil outside of Dante's imagination. No one ever chanted a mantra or performed a ritual that had the Prince of Darkness appear and promise to deliver wealth and pleasure in exchange for his soul. Yet many people have made pacts with the devil. They are the ones who choose to benefit financially through selling injurious goods to people, alcoholic beverages, junk foods, injurious medicines, tobaccos, drugs, through the pollution of the environment and food, adding pesticides, coloring, etc. By waging wars to steal people's natural resources, by exploitative labor and trade practices that force people into an endless life cycle of spiritual ignorance, poverty, and illness, and so on. These people are following their corrupt human nature, the devil within. And here ends the reading of chapter 11.